Binya Mohammed, an Ethiopian-born British resident, was picked up in Pakistan in 2002 and detained for 6 years and 10 months by U.S. intelligence authorities. Over that time, Mohammed says he was transferred from Pakistan to secret so-called rendition prisons in Morocco and Afghanistan, and then on to the main detention center in Guantanamo Bay. Last month, he was released without charge. Binya Mohammed alleges he was a victim of torture, and he says British intelligence was involved in parts of his mistreatment. Interviewed by the BBC, Mohammed says he wants justice, and he says that includes trying the man he ultimately holds responsible for his detention and the detention of others, former U.S. President George W. Bush.
He has to be taken to trial for what he has done all these 7 years. If there's any evidence that the Prime Minister was involved or knew about this, then he should be put to trial too.
A number of British lawmakers, including the head of the main opposition Conservative Party, are calling for a judge-led inquiry into the allegations under the time of Tony Blair's leadership. But the current Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, is refusing to cooperate. He says police can investigate case-by-case allegations of whether British intelligence agents may have colluded in the torture of terror suspects overseas. But Brown looks increasingly isolated over the issue, with many in the country now asking what might have been done in their name. And they want transparency. Mohammed contends that one British intelligence officer's role in Pakistan was to support the U.S. interrogators. This individual, Mohammed says, interviewed him for 3 hours. Once moved on to Morocco, he says British operatives supplied the bulk of the questions he was being asked there.
Most of the questions which I was asked could not have come from anywhere else but British intelligence.
It was at this time in Morocco that Binya Mohammed alleges that a razor was used to slash his genitals. From there, Mohammed says he was sent to Afghanistan, where, in his words, he nearly lost his mind in a dark cell with only a blanket on the floor and with loud music being piped in 24 hours a day.
The dark prison, I was literally dead. I didn't exist. I wasn't there.
Mohammed tells the BBC that he signed a confession there under the threat that if he didn't, he would be returned to his cell. From there, he is flown to Guantanamo, where he spent most of his detention years. A spokesman for the British government Thursday reiterated that it unreservedly condemns the use of torture. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.